Shimmer at the Eden, yam in him and Jenny Bunny. Shimmer at the Eden, yam in him and Persin. Shimmer at the Eden, yam in him and Jenny Bunny. Shimmer at the Eden, yam in him and Persin. Evie, be you, be avia, the lunch of all the honey. Evie, be you, be avia, the lunch of all the honey. Evie, be you, be avia. The lunch of the honey, give you the abbey, the lunch of work. Don't do and don't a leak and knock and throw the more the honey. Don't do and don't a leak and knock and throw the more. Don't do and don't a leak and knock and throw the more the honey. Don't do and don't a leak and knock and throw the more. Give you the abbey. The lunch of the honey, he be you the abbey, the lunch of orek, he be you the abbey, the lunch of the honey, he be you the abbey, the lunch of orek. Kimmy and me and down to Jira, Kimmy and me are real boy, Kimmy and me and down to Jira, come and bring your bomb a hot, the Kimmy and me and down to Jira, Nimmy are real boy, Kimmy and me and down to Jira, come and bring your bomb a hot, the come and bring your crack, leave me, come and bring your bomb a hot, bring your crack, leave me, Kimmy and me are real boy.
So now we're here for our last two.
back to our regular scheduled program. My lips are numb.
And surf banjo over here.
Yeah. all right. We're gonna do a song. The Carolina Chocolate Drops, and we've named ourselves after a group called the Tennessee Chocolate Drops, which had Howard Armstrong, fiddler and mandolin player extraordinaire, and his family was in that band, and then he went on to play with Ted Bogan and Carl Martin.
Yes, sir.
I'm really bad with names.
You did it.
I did it. Good for me. Anyway, fantastic player, died at the age of, what, 92? Was he 92 when he died?
93.
He was older. And, caught that slipping. Anyway, he lived a great full life. One of the big regrets we have, other than not being able to meet Odell Thompson, which was Joe Thompson's cousin, was not being able to meet this man. And we've met people all over the country who are like, "Oh, I used to play with him, or he stayed at my house," and we listen to their stories and, you know, wish we could travel back in time. But I don't know where I was going with that. But anyway,
I don't know where you were going with it either.
They played. Do you want to talk, Dom?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Man, you should have seen her last night. She was giving some great patter last night, too.
Shut up, man.
So what she was going to say, though.
See, people wonder why I don't drink. This is why, because imagine if I did. You know.
Yeah, she just would fall right asleep. Anyway, that's a funny story in itself. Anyway.
They didn't think it was funny. So go ahead.
They don't know. Anyway. No, we're getting way off here. We're on our second to last
tune.
Let's just play the tune. So what she was trying to say is Louie Bluey. Well, you talked about it. You talked about this. I started it. We got to finish it. We got to get to the end of it. Now, he was a functional player, just like a lot of old-time musicians of any type. And they played for functions, you know, and people in the community, they needed every type of song to be played. So she just lost her mind there. But anyway, so he was in Chicago, and there was a big Italian population, and there were a lot of Poles there. And as well, there was a couple of Chinese he needed to play for. And he had tunes for all of these people.
He was known for having a wide repertoire.
He said he could play in 16 languages.
Yeah.
And he can sing some of them, too.
Yeah. And another thing in old-time music that people tend to forget is they knew a lot of popular tunes. Yeah. But they were not recorded because those popular tunes were already popular tunes, and you didn't want to have to pay royalties on that, even back then. And so we're going to be playing. We're going to play a popular tune that Rhiannon heard on the radio,
and that we'll have to play.
It's one of those that made me do this in the car.
And so
it did. I loved it when this song came on. It's called "Hit 'Em Up Style." It's by Blue Cantrell, and that's BLU. If you want to look it up later,
or just go on the YouTube and look us up, and you can see us doing it. All right,
we've talked enough. Let's play.
One more thing I gotta tell him, though.